And we're winding up a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Finally today, a University of Iowa professor who once put on a robot costume to heckle Bill Clinton and Michelle Bachmann has now set his sights on one of the UI's famous quirks and part of Hawkeye lore, the visiting team's pink locker room at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. Kembrew McLeod is organizing what he calls a Million Robot March to coincide with today's annual celebration honoring the Hawkeyes' legendary Iowa football coach, Hayden Fry. It was back in 1979 that Coach Fry had the opposing team's locker room painted pink. McLeod wants the school to purge the pink. He joins me now in Iowa City. Kembrew McLeod, professor of communication studies at the University of Iowa, also independent documentary film producer. Welcome to our program.
Thank you.
What are you calling for later today? What will happen?
Well, between 4:30 and 5, we're going to gather both humans dressed as robots, humans also dressed as humans. So in other words, you can come in your everyday street clothes. And between 4:30 and 5 at Fry Fest, which is located adjacent to the Marriott Coralville Conference Center, we're going to gather on the top of the level of the parking ramp and then a little after 5 descend on Fry Fest to briefly walk through a parade route and then return and perhaps retreat.
Okay. How does robots tie into protesting pink locker rooms?
Let me put it this way. The university has successfully publicly ignored all previous attempts to organize against critique the pink locker room back in 2005 and 2012. The University of Iowa administrators basically had been able to stay silent and just simply ignore the issue and hope it'll go away. And I figured correctly that if I tackle the issue, no pun intended, in a robot costume with many, many robot allies, that would bring attention to the issue and would force administrators to respond, which Sally Mason did.
Mm-hmm. Saying what?
She essentially said it's going to cost too much money to repaint the locker rooms, and anyway, this issue predated me, which to me is pretty absurd. You know, institutionalized sexism and homophobia predated me. I'm not going to do anything about it.
It is more than just pink walls. In the meantime, there was a 2005 renovation that added pink across brick walls, shower floors, installed pink metal lockers, carpeting, sinks, showers, even pink urinals. In this thing. Okay, so let's get down to what you want to say seriously about what do you have against pink? What is the problem here?
I don't have anything against pink, the color, specifically at all. What I have a problem with is the context in which this pink locker room came out of. So I grew up in the 70s and 80s when it was really common for coaches, gym teachers to motivate players by calling them, you know, sissies, homos, whatever. And that's the context out of which the pink locker rooms came from. Hayden Fry, yes, he said in his memoir that he was a psychology buff and that pink was a calming color. But the very next sentence, he then essentially fessed up and said, pink is also widely considered a sissy color and it's often seen in girls' bedrooms. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I have nothing against the color pink. In fact, one of our alternate proposals is to paint the Hawkeyes locker room pink. And anyway, given their fairly poor track record in recent years, it doesn't seem like the visiting pink locker rooms strategy is working very well.
I don't know if you're the most popular person in Iowa City these days.
Oh, no, definitely not.
Okay, let me sum up, if I can, what I have to believe some of your critics are saying. Kembrew, it's a game. Do you really want to wring every bit of fun out of the game?
No. I mean, people can have fun in all sorts of different ways. I mean, but I do think that it's important to talk about context and history. I mean, it's the reason why it's still not okay for, you know, white people to go around on Halloween in blackface. You know, we have to remind people of history and context out of which these symbols, words, images, and so on come from. And I think the same is true of the pink locker rooms. For people to argue that it's just simply color psychology, which is what the university's official line has been for years, it's completely ridiculous because if you read the comment section or, you know, if you read the emails I've been getting, some people, some people's masculinity is clearly being threatened here.
Okay, well, there are so many of them, and you've posted them on your website, and we'll link to that at Iowa Public Radio. You posted this, some very hurtful, brutal emails. Here's one to you. Inside, you are a very lonely, probably somewhat creepy person who just wants the attention and will do anything to get it. It is all about you, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, that's probably the thing, if I'm going to be
there
just completely honest.
Much more brutal ones. Yeah, yeah. That's very mild.
I can understand why people think that. I mean, I've always been willing to put myself out there and make myself, you know, look like a fool, an idiot for a particular cause, to bring attention to a particular cause. And at the very least, even if this protest is an utter failure and I'm cynical enough about the, you know, current administration to think that they will not budge, at least it successfully made them address the issue. And secondly, by essentially raising the issue, it's brought all sorts of really, really horrific, you know, very sexist, homophobic discourses among Hawkeye fans and supporters of the Pink Locker Room, which just only underscores my point, the point that I've been trying to make.
Kembrew McLeod, professor of communication studies at the University of Iowa and organizer of the Million Robot March Against Pink Locker Rooms later today in Coralville. Thank you, Kembrew.
Thank you.
And that does it for this edition of River to River. River to River is a production of Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Thanks for joining us.